Yeah, it's your boy Ray Ray on the mic. Let's go.
Now it has occurred to me that my effort as a leader in creating opportunities to build bridges, to make connections in the community, might need to switch up a bit. I think because I have been a person that has so many ideas, so many activities, so many opportunities of wanting to see people come together, people grow, I'm ducking under trees. People really feel like just to create the opportunities and bonds that we need to have, sometimes I find myself being in a position where I might be moving a little too fast. And that's only because I may be in a certain position in space where I need to see something happen immediately, but somebody else might be in a position where they're not even there yet. Or they've already gone past the mindset and the reframe that I've been in, that they're ready to be even moving faster than I am, right? And so part of the work that I need to do as a leader is to recognize the different stages folks are in when it comes to this organizational development work, so we can be speaking, having a common language, we know where everybody stands, we know their mindsets, we know the right tools and the right resources necessary to execute, right? So here's the epiphany that I'm currently having, is that at this point, at the time of this recording, there are three different stages that I need to recognize where people are when it comes to the ideas that I have and how to execute that. First one being, if I have an idea, sometimes that idea needs to start at the bonding phase, right? So there's bonding, bridging, and building. The bonding phase, being able to come together collectively as a community and say, who are we? What are we doing? Does this idea make sense? Does this vision make sense? Are we in a space where we could grow and know what we're doing and be on the same page of the vision that we're trying to execute, right? That bonding is key, because without that relationship, it's really hard to trust each other and build relationship and respect for one another, right? So the bond phase. Then when you get to that, then that's the bridging phase. That's the next phase. So how are we bridging the gap in being able to make the right connections for the success that we need, as the sun's all up in the back, make the right connections that are needed so there can be support resources geared towards the goals and initiatives that we're striving towards. And that comes after we know who we are, know what success that we want to strive towards, have the same vision, same language, same mission, and move to that perspective. So we build a bond, we build a bridge, you know, the right folks that we need to have in the room and the right relationships that we need to have, to then we go to building. Then we start actually taking the necessary steps to work. We're putting all our resources and tools and gifts and talents to build towards the goal and the vision that we are striving towards. And again, it all works together in a succession or in a growth fashion, in a scalable fashion, because it's really hard to move to a build phase if you don't have the bond already, the solid foundation to build upon. It's really hard to build if you don't have the right connections and bridges to get the right resources and skill sets to help you get to that point, right? So as an example, as I'm a person who wants to help create a stronger unifying community within the Salem Black population, I need to make sure I build a bond with the people in the community, right? Build a bond with the Black folks in multiple pockets of the spaces, you know, those who have historically been here, those who've been transplanted here, those who are commuters, and those who are refugees or have a different context, right? And then as far as I build bonds and the resources and the relationships that I'm having, then I can start making the connection and bridges with the people who are part of those work efforts. Who are those churches? Who are the clubs? Who are the businesses? Who are the people? And do they have relationship? Do we have relationship with one another? And the resources needed to be successful in that space. And then once those things are there, then there comes the building phase where we can say, okay, hey, now we're going to amplify the work that we're doing. We're going to support what we were doing working on together as a group. And we're going to close the gaps in the areas based upon the resources, the relationships that we have with one another. And if I was to immediately go straight to the building phase without going through the bond and the bridging, there will be a tremendous amount of gaps all recreated. There will be a lot of reinventing the wheels in a lot of ways. And honestly, people will not be able to trust the work that I'm doing or the work that anybody else is doing, because they don't know who I am and they don't know my integrity. They don't know my vision. They don't know my mission, and vice versa. There'll be a lot of people that I may not know and trust and value them if they come to me directly and say, yo, let's build, you know? So I got to curb my enthusiasm a little bit. Got to pause for a little bit and be able to say, what does it look like for us to bond? What does it look like for us to bridge? So that way we can build and let that build be sustainable towards the growth that we're trying to go towards. And I want to ask you all, as you are in your community, as you are looking to put your ideas out into the world, and as leaders who are creating this space for other people, what does it look like for you to create the right bonds necessary and create the spaces where those bonds can happen on a solid foundation? What bridges do you need to make and connect if you already passed the bonding stages to strengthen the work that you're doing? And then once you created a bonding and the bridges, how then you build towards something that is going to the vision that you are collectively created and the mission that you're striving towards as well? This is some of the things that I'm working towards, I'm processing, and I want to hear from y'all as well. So go ahead and comment below what phase you are in your culture changing initiatives. And if you need any help in processing that and what that looks like for you, I am creating spaces within my capacity to work with you, leaders that are culture changing in this community and want to be that change agent and help you make that transformational work necessary to create inclusive communities where every identity belongs to thrive. So message me what stage you are in your idea culture changing work. And if you want some support in developing that for you and your organization, y'all know where to find me. Get at me at Ray Devante on all social media platforms. And I'll be happy to, and we'll love to work with you in those efforts too.